Dr. Barry Dworkin joins us now with a look at health headlines. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Steve.
A CMAJ article that says up to 11% of university students use stimulants to improve concentration, and some are getting prescribed, even though they don't have ADD or ADHD, medications for those two disorders.
It goes without saying that, as with any medication, you have to have a clear indication to actually prescribe it. So in this case, this particular article is saying that there really isn't any evidence that some of these students or adults that are receiving prescriptions for stimulant medications such as Ritalin or methylphenidate or a whole host of amphetamine-based stimulants for concentration and for ADD have ADD. There's no indication that they actually have that. And what they are saying, and which actually does have a certain truth to it, is that when you give a medication such as this to someone who doesn't have that condition, it really doesn't make you focus any better or concentrate, despite the belief that it does so. And as with anything, if you're giving a medication, especially when somebody doesn't have a particular condition, you have even more chance of having side effects because the medication is going, well, what do I do? There's nothing for me to act upon to actually correct, and so you end up with agitation and other potentially serious complications that can come from using the medication when you're not exactly using it for any specific reason. But again, this applies to any medication, but in this case, you're dealing with a stimulant medication, which you shouldn't be using if you are otherwise a healthy individual.
But they're taking it? The students are taking it because they think it improves their concentration and their memory?
That's correct. It becomes one of these urban myth type of situations, Steve, where people think that because others are using it and they seem to have some sort of advantage, that it somehow helps. But let's face it, there are people at different levels of abilities when you're in university. Some do very well, some not so well. And whether they're taking a medication or not doesn't necessarily mean that the medication is actually helping them. They can be just generally better at what they're doing, and they're taking this and thinking that it's what's making them better when they themselves are actually quite capable of doing it on their own without the use of any medication. So when prescribing, especially for this condition, you have to have evidence that you actually have this condition. And there is very specific psychoeducational evaluations that are done. Again, it's done by pretty much a psychologist will do this to be able to do a complete determination of what your abilities are in mathematics and reading and focusing and attention. And it's quite an involved procedure. It's not where you go into somebody's office and say, hey, you know, I'm having difficulty concentrating and focusing on stuff, and I think I have ADD. Or, no, the teacher thinks that my son or daughter has ADD, and, you know, what should we do about it? And my answer is, well, I'm not prescribing you anything until we actually have an evaluation done that clearly illustrates a need for this. And that's the way you have to do it, and that's what this article is essentially saying.
Okay. Thank you, Doctor.
You're very welcome, Steve.
Dr. Barry Dworkin.